Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. As we continue our series we're calling Resolution-y, about small but mighty changes for 2020, we all know that about a week in, you might need a little help to maintain your motivation. And as the saying goes, for almost any goal, there's an app for that. Luckily, Patrick Lucas Austin, technology columnist for Time, joins us to take us through his favorites. Patrick, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And by the way, you're at CES and you took a red eye back and you are here and vertical. So thank you so much for making it into the studio.
I just said, don't sleep, you'll make it through.
Don't sleep, you'll make it through. Okay, so you choose your 10 favorite apps or newish apps. So, you know, apps, it's one of those things you download it, you think, is it free? Do I have to pay for it? Is it in-app purchase? Generally, what are your thoughts on when is it worth it to pay for an app?
I think a lot of the time you get what you pay for. So whether you're using some free app that you found or a pretty pricey app that might involve a monthly or yearly subscription, you should do that sort of cost-benefit analysis to see if that money is worth it for you, if that money is worth the service that the app provides. There's no one-size-fits-all solution, and I think that's why you should do your... If you're interested in an app, do your due diligence, do a Google search or read a review or something like that, or just try it out.
I always think like you amortize it. Am I using this every day? Then maybe it's worth paying for it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to look at it, too.
All right, let's get to your list. Streaks is one that you describe as helping us actually form these habits that we say we want to form for the new year. How does Streaks work?
I think Streaks works in a way that it sort of gives you a visual representation of your habits. So Streaks is basically a habit tracker. It lets you add habits like, walk the dog, read a book, don't eat junk food, stuff like that. Go for a run, things like that. It lets you sort of track them. You can check them off when you do them. Since it integrates with things like the health app, you can, get your 10,000 steps in and it'll check it off for you automatically. Check it off on your watch, it gives you a chart that shows you how many days you've completed an activity. You can customize when you want to complete these activities. Let's say you only do something on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you check it off and you're good.
Does it give you attaboys? Does it send you like, yay, you hit your mark?
Yes, you do get notifications. It says, good job. You can customize your icons. You can put little cute pictures there. I think it's a really good tool just to keep people motivated, because I think sometimes you might not be seeing results from a habit that you're trying to build. And I think having that visual representation is a good motivator.
All right. There's a lot of debate about this one up in the Team All of It bullpen. One password that remembers all your passwords.
What's the debate? It's amazing.
I think the word never was uttered by somebody upstairs. First of all, tell us how it is set up.
So it's basically a vault that keeps all your passwords safe. You have a master password that you need to remember. But other than that, you can basically forget all of your other passwords. I don't know my Gmail password, my iCloud password. I don't know them. So, but 1Password knows them. It keeps them secure. It generates randomized passwords for you. It checks your passwords against a database of compromised passwords to let you know whether your password is up to snuff or not.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. What happened to never?
Didn't say it was me.
you can check it out on, it's on basically every platform. You can use it on the web. It's super secure.
Yeah, part of their pitch is when you go to the app or to the trailer for it, they say, if you use the same password all the time and someone cracks it, then you're just in trouble, because it's your email, your bank account, everything, especially if you just keep reusing the same passwords.
Exactly.
How do we know that this 1Password is actually secure?
Well, you're paying for it for one. So they've got the technical chops to back it up. They've got your data is encrypted with some advanced encryption software. It's backed up in the cloud on their servers. There are other authentication methods. There's like longer master passwords that you need to use when you want to, let's say, install 1Password on a different device so it can verify your identity, stuff like that.
So is there, in all that little fine print when you click I accept, is there any recourse you have if something goes wrong and someone gets to your password through these kind of apps?
You know, I don't really know. I can check that out for you.
Get back to me on that. You use it?
Yeah, I use it religiously. It's great.
Wow. Well, you're Times technology columnist, so that says something. My guest is Patrick Lucas Austin. We're talking about some of the apps to help keep you on track for 2020. All right, so let's go into organization. Lots of people want to get organized. There's one called Magnet, which I'm guessing means it draws a lot of things in. On the site, it says, workplaces vary, Magnet rules them all.
So Magnet's a fun little Mac utility I use to organize my windows. So whether I'm at work or at home, I have either one display or two displays that I'm working on. And I will open a lot of tabs, a lot of apps, things get cluttered. I don't really like to drag and drop everything because it kind of messes with my writing flow. Hmm. So Magnets basically adds keyboard shortcuts to your Mac that lets you quickly, you know, pop your windows where you need them to be. I need this one window. I need my calendar on one half of my screen and my doc and my document I'm writing on the other half. Or I need three screens on one. I need three apps on one screen. There we go. And you can do quick keyboard shortcuts to line them all up, put them in corners. And it keeps your windows organized, and you can quickly see what you're working on.
Do I get to choose my shortcuts? Or do they tell me you gotta do...
I believe you can edit them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why does this work for you?
I don't like taking my hands off the keyboard when I'm working on a computer. It kind of messes with the flow.
Does this collect data? Are they paying attention to what I'm opening and closing and all that kind of stuff?
I don't believe so. I think it's just a window management tool. It's just a sort of, it's a simple utility that can work wonders if you learn how to use it. It's another tool in your toolkit.
All right, that one is called Magnet. Another one, this sounds great for writers and journalists. It's called Drafts. So Drafts opens a new page with each keyboard so that you can type immediately, but you can go hands-free. I'm confused.
Drafts is a very powerful notepad / text editor tool. It supports multiple document formats and writing formats like Markdown, JavaScript, so you can write scripts to automate some more complicated tasks. That part is a little bit out of my purview. I just use it to write. I write articles in it. I write fiction in it. I write grocery lists in it. I write long text messages in it.
And when you say write, do you mean on dictate my, or you?
So I personally don't like to dictate, but you can dictate to it. You can say, you know, you can tell your, you can tell Siri to, hey, record this, you know, in Drafts, this grocery list or whatever. Again, it's a very versatile, very powerful tool. It can be as simple or as complex as you need it to be, which is why I love it. Like, I keep it pretty simple just because I'm just writing. I'm not doing any complicated stuff. But I just enjoy using it. It's frictionless for me. And that friction, I think, is what keeps people from keeping these resolutions.
Is there any con to it? Do you see if somebody's used it for a while? Or potential con?
Well, some people would call this a con. It is a paid app. You pay a subscription fee for it. If you don't feel like paying for it, there are other free apps that you can use. You know, the Notes app on your phone is pretty good, especially after the iOS 13 update. Mm-hmm. They updated a lot of apps and gave them a lot of new features. That's free. If you want a little more power, a little more versatility, then again, you get what you pay for.
Is there a sharing element to Drafts, or is it just you and you?
A sharing element. I mean, it does integrate.
Like, can
with
you
a
create
of,
like a community? Like, if a bunch of people want to use Drafts together, or?
Oh, I don't think so. But that's an interesting question.
Just give somebody an idea out there. My guest is Patrick Lucas Austin, technology columnist for Time Magazine. We're talking about apps to help you keep your resolutions. We're calling this segment Resolution-y. Okay, the calendar app is Fantastical 2. Fantastical 2. What makes us better than any other calendar?
Well, Fantastical is a...
Fantastical.
It is...
I get it.
Yeah. In a word, it is stupendous.
That is clever. I'm blown away by the cleverness. Okay, so what makes it it's so great?
For one, when you input, my favorite feature above all is the natural language calendar entry. So you can type lunch with Jennifer at 12 tomorrow at, I don't know, Myelina or something. Mm-hmm. And then it'll read that sentence, put all of that stuff in your calendar, show you the address, and let you choose if there are multiple addresses, for example. Send out invites, all just by your, you're just typing that sentence. So instead of you going in your calendar and being like, oh, let me scroll down for the date and the time and let me check these boxes to, so everybody gets the invite, it's like you just write it all out, hit send, and off it goes.
So it kind of takes the mental leap.
Exactly.
Off the sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. All right, photos. I know people are going to love this one. Gemini Photos. The tagline is, taking photos with iPhone is easy and fun. Sorting them out, not so much.
Yes. As a person who takes a lot of photos, I am very often frustrated when I look back at my camera roll. It's full of duplicates. It's full of like screenshots of jokes. It's full of like just a bunch of like detritus basically that I used for 30 seconds and just couldn't get rid of, or couldn't be bothered to get rid mm-hmm. of, just because it takes so long to go through every single one of those photos. And that's why I love Gemini Photos. It basically combs through your photos, compares them to one another, and will say things like, for example, hey, these 8 photos of your dog are duplicated because they just look so similar because you took them all in the span of 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. I can eliminate all the blurry ones for you. Do you want to keep these clear ones, for example? And then you say, yes, please.
Like that already. Oh,
yeah. It gets rid of duplicates, screenshots, videos, stuff like that. It makes it all super simple and easy.
Let's talk about things that can help you improve yourself. And one of them is improvement of sleep. You have on here dark noise. Who is dark noise for?
Dark noise is for people who love white noise, but want more than your boring white noise machine. For a long time, I would fall asleep to the sound of a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I switched apartments, I didn't have a fan. And I said, oh, I have an idea. So I went on YouTube and I typed fan noise. And there are like, you know, videos that are 12 hours, 24 hours of just fan noise. And it's like, for 12 hours. This app basically consolidates all these different sort of ambient sounds and creates a simple app that lets you set timers, lets you set shortcuts for Siri. So you can say, hey, Siri. Oh, shoot.
She's going on. I know. It's very funny. Every time I say the word Siri in here, Siri pops up. Don't do it now. Okay. But it's one of the funny things about this app. I use them in hotel rooms because if the walls are thin,
yeah,
that they have white noise, brown noise, purple noise. So yeah, for people, here's white noise. Here's brown noise. Warmer. And then here's purple noise. So there really is a difference between all these different noise sounds.
There are slight differences, and you know, it just depends on what you're looking for. In the app, my favorite noise in the app is spaceship engine. And it sounds like, I guess it sounds like the Starship Enterprise in Star Trek, basically.
That's so funny, because the top review is about that one particular noise. The reviewer said, the new Starship noise is pretty great. My brain has a hard time discerning exactly where it's coming from, even though it's playing from my phone on my nightstand.
See? There you go. Not the only one. I'm not crazy.
That's the dark noise app. Okay, in our last minute, Fitbod. Related to Fitbit?
No.
Okay. What do I get if I download Fitbod?
You get a very useful exercise app that is incredibly customizable based on your needs and your environment. So if you're in a top-of-the-line gym, you can open this app and say, hey, I'm in a gym that has all of this equipment. And the app will generate a sort of workout playlist for you. If you're at home and you're like, I have a kettlebell and 2 dumbbells and maybe like a, I don't know, like a box I can jump on or something, it'll say, okay, do these exercises. And it builds a whole schedule for you. It's great.
Patrick Lucas Austin is technology correspondent, for Time Magazine. Hey, Patrick, thanks for sharing all your apps.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming in. I know you're tired.
It's all good. I just need another coffee.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you at the top of the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.